You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
What did we learn?
What is the Parah Aduma for, the red cow? Well, what do we use it for?
Cleansing.
To cleansing what?
The temple, Tumah.
Which Tumah? It's called the highest. The term that is used is Abba Tumah. And it's only for the purpose that if one had a contact with a dead body, or it was in a tent that God forbid, a dead was found, he enters and so on, so becomes impure. So actually this matter is correcting and erasing what happened at the time of the golden calf, because at Mamad Har Sinai, Am Yisrael, they were cleansed, they were pure, and the angel of the dead was out of job. So now, at the time of the worshiping the golden calf, so then he restarted. So he came back to work. So what is the question here? What did they worship? Golden calf. So now, to erase it, we bring the calf. Well, what does that mean?
Doesn't make sense.
That's
the wonder of that.
Worshiping the father. Or the uncle.
The mother who gives birth.
It's the root.
The root?
Yeah.
Who told you these things? Why have to need to bring the cow? If they worship the calf, what do you say calf in Persian? Exactly, this one. So if they worship this, so now you have to bring, what was the name? Yeah, that one. So how come bring the mother? So now here, very powerful psychology here that it could almost about 99% change your life. And that is, the Talmud is teaching us a very important lesson. And that is, you know, just imagine somebody was graduated from medical school. So now what do they give him? Certificate. What does he put it?
On the wall.
On the wall. So now happened to be, like, let's say he moved, he changed place and so on. He doesn't have the same job. So now he has, like, let's say a different job. No, he sells shoes, let's say. So now, how does he feel when he looks at the certificate on the wall? How does he feel? Terrible! You know, see, all these years I went to medical school, you know, and work and hard this, you know. Now I have to sell shoes. So now, here, Rav Moshe is teaching us that many people, they go through many scenarios. You know, they're down, they're upset, they're sad, anxiety, and so on. Why? Because they keep repeating the roots that cause this matter. You know, the doctor that sells the shoes, so now you have to take the certificate down. You know, this ruins your life. Because if you keep looking at it and remind yourself, and you know, 12 years, 15 years, you know, I mean, it's even worse if he's searching now. Hashem Yilachem. You know, it shatters him. So here, Tosafot says, no, you cannot burn the calf. You have to burn the calf. Why? Because you have to search for the
root.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes you look at your pictures, and you'll be in a good shape, skinny. Now, Hashem Yilachem, two sizes bigger. So now, if you look at this picture, what type of feeling it gives you?
Bad.
Terrible. You have to get rid of it. No, but it more depresses you than to
motivate
motivates you. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. That the shortcoming that everyone has, you become engaged to negative thoughts that you had before, automatically. And you don't have the urge, you know what, I look for what made me happy in the past, what I did, you know, what really excites me. Your system doesn't let to be engaged in those thoughts. You know, constantly you think about and you connect yourself, you know, you know, how much money I used to make, and you know, how hard I have to work, and you know, and you just drain yourself constantly. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. And people forget. What do they forget? What's the difference between brain and a foot?
Nothing.
It's not. The brain and the foot is the same thing? It's not the same thing. Actually, it's the same thing. You know, some people, they run very fast. You can shoot the ball right in the goal. How did he do this?
Training.
Practice training. See, some people, they forget that the same way that your foot is a muscle, and then you work on it, and like golf, you play golf? No? Tennis, you know, how you get expert? Because you practice and practice. Brain is exactly the same thing. Brain is a muscle. You have to practice and practice and practice. And you see, the same way that you can shoot right in a goal, your brain, you can train it to only think about good things, happy things. And then you know what's going to happen? Then you'll be honored to have a smiley brain. Know what a smiley brain is?
Yes, smiley brain.
That keeps, makes... makes you to smile. That's how bad you have to learn to have to burn the cow, made it to the ashes, take the certificate down. Happy with selling shoes. That's it.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.